What's going on, Commanders fans? Welcome in. It's another episode of Believe in Commanders. Anthony Armstrong here, the original 1-3, holding it down on this wonderful Believe Network podcast. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, share this with another Commanders fan before we get too far into it. I want them to hear some of these news and notes that are going around Commanders Nation. First things foremost, make sure we understand this much. We are part of the Believe Network. You can read our articles on SI.com. You can catch us on Believe TV and on airports and hotel TVs. We're all over the place. Check out our content. Make sure you share it and check out our other Believe Network shows. But this show, we're going to be talking about some of the front office hirings that are going on with the Commanders, who's making some noise at OTAs recently, and then what's going down in the preseason. Never really worry about preseason this far out, but we got some news about what's going to be going on against one specific team in this preseason. So it'll be exciting to see. But one thing I am excited for is just that here in the city of Dallas, there's a meme that was going around. I'll have to find it and share it with you. But if you're looking on the YouTube, there was a meme that's going around that showed all of the Dallas teams that were having the recent trip to the conference finals. The Rangers, they won the World Series last year, so they had a 2023. The Mavericks, they're in the conference finals in the NBA, Western Conference Finals. They had 2024 next to their name. The Stars, they're in the Western Conference Finals. They had 2024 next to their name. And then the Cowboys, their little quadrant of this meme had a picture of the great Emmitt Smith, and it had 1995. So it's been a while since Dallas has had some fun, but I can tell you this much. You can enjoy the Mavericks and the Stars over there at BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the game is being played are available over there at BetOnline. When the game is over, head on over to the casino. Get in on a game of blackjack or poker and unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. You can head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. I like that. I like the good folks over there at Bet Online. Let me know. Do me this favor. Jump over there on Twitter, on X, and let me know who do you have in these Western Conference Finals, hell, Eastern Conference Finals as well. On that other side, you have the Indiana Pacers are going against the Boston Celtics. So the Celtics basically ran the East all year. I thought the Knicks were going to get it. I was really cheering for Jalen Brunson and the rest of that team to make some noise, but he broke his hand, took him out of the game. And then that kind of spiraled, everything kind of spiraled out from there. But Jalen Brunson has been holding it down up there in New York, came up a little bit short. But now, hey, Luka, his boy Luka, Kyrie, Derrick Jones Jr., Daniel Gafford, Josh Green, you name it. Everybody's down here in Dallas. They have a very good vibe going on about them. You can get in on that action at betonline.ag. But let me know, at Believe Commanders, at Rated Armstrong, who is your favorite in these playoff finals coming up? With an entirely new coaching staff, new players, new regime, and just a lot of turnover in Washington, one of the biggest things that you look for is how do the former players get used to the new coaches? How are they going to get built into it? The new guys don't know any better, so they're just going to show up and ride the wave. But those former coaches who are used to previous offensive coordinators, previous head coaches, the previous ways that things were done, how do they transition to this new coaching staff? And one thing that we're seeing, and a great article by the senior writer over there with the Commanders, Zach Selby, players are loving Cliff Kingsbury's coaching style and his desire to maximize the skill set. So if you're looking on YouTube, you can take a peek. We'll share it a little bit, but I'll read it to you, give you a little update of what's going on. Essentially, Cliff Kingsbury is out there. He's very active, showing a lot of energy. This is one of the lines I like. Cliff Kingsbury is also one of the more active coaches on the field, showing energy during the team bag drills that start every practice and taking an active role in teaching concepts to the quarterbacks. His players love it. This is from Ben Sennett. He's a guy that loves the game, wants to win, and wants the best from all of his players. And you look at Cliff Kingsbury, he's a guy that has been a head coach in this league. And when you go back and look at it, he's actually had a long history with Jaden Daniels. He was down in Arizona when Jaden was down there at Arizona State. So he's very familiar with Jaden Daniels and what he can do. And he thinks this guy is somebody that's going to be able to really revamp this offense. And instead of him coming in saying it's going to be an air raid style, Kingsbury wants it to be something that kind of grows into its own monster. One of the lines that I liked the most from this article is that he said that this is year one of this offense. He wants to make sure, let me make sure I read this right. He wants the Washington scheme to be its own thing, saying during OTAs that the one major thing I try to do is make sure this was year one of the Commanders offense, not year five of the Arizona Cardinals offense. So what that says to me is that you've got a coach who's understanding the growth and the process of making this offense new and just being willing to learn from past mistakes, past experiences to improve himself. Dan Quinn, same situation, right? So with the way this thing's rolling, it seems to be pretty good. And so far, it looks like he's keeping his word. Tight end Zach Ertz, the only player on the Commanders roster who's ever played for Cliff Kingsbury, he says, it does feel like it's a little bit different from what he ran in Arizona, but there's going to be some carryover. I'm going to speak about that. You talk about the coaching styles in this league, Kyle Shanahan and the Shanahan offense, the wide stretch zones, the keeps, the nakeds, the boots. That was the base West Coast style. And then as those coaches have left, the Mike McDaniels, the Sean McVays, Matt LaFleurs, Kyle Shanahan himself, as they've left and have picked up new nuances and grown their offenses, the games have changed. So same thing going here for Cliff Kingsbury. So it's very interesting to see, and it's exciting to see that the players are loving his style. And he's going to bring this energy. Jahan said he really helps us play to our strengths. And is really what you want in a coach, someone who knows your capability and what you can do on the field and tries to maximize it. When you look at Jahan Dotson's season last year, was nowhere near up to what he did his rookie year. His rookie season, this dude was absolutely electric. 7 touchdowns. He should have had more, but he had an injury in the middle of the season that kind of derailed him. But he was a top target for Sam Howell in that offense, especially in that red zone. So I'm excited to see what Jahan does in this upcoming offense with Cliff Kingsbury, who's showing that he's going to be able to get guys open and get them the ball in their best possible skill set. Jahan should have an awesome year this season. And one of Kingsbury's newest weapons in Washington, really, they're all new, but one of the newest ones, draft pick-wise, third-round pick, Luke McCaffrey, wide receiver, has been making some noise out there at OTAs, and that is something that is going to really help his ability to get on the field early and often. There's a article that was written by Zach Selby. There was a play that it was in the red zone where Jeff Driscoll dropped back and dropped a dime in the back of the end zone to Luke McCaffrey. Now, look, OTAs, the big thing that everybody hangs on is that, well, there's no pads, it's not real football, they're not really hitting. But these are the times that you really get to try to jockey for position before you get into training camp. Let me break it down for you. When you have a wide amount of receivers, a big number of receivers or pass catchers in early in OTAs, once you get into training camp, those reps are getting cut. Right. If there's 30 reps to do, Terry may get him, 7 or 8, and then everything's kind of spread out around. But once you get into training camp, Terry and Jahan and that top crew, they're going to get the majority of the reps. They're going to be in there getting busy. And if you are on the bottom of the roster, you're not going to get that many reps. You're going to be on practice squad. So you're not going to get that chance to work with the one offense and really see how you operate inside of your offense. So with that said, when you're in the OTAs, Luke McCaffrey, the young fella out of Georgia who made the miraculous one-handed catch earlier in the rookie minicamp, those guys have to make plays when the pads are not on. You need to be sound on your assignments, and then you need to make plays when the ball comes your way. I think about when I was down in Dallas, one thing that Jason Witten had said to me, he said, hey, just keep making a play every day. Just keep making a play every day, and it makes it hard for them to keep you off the field. So Luke McCaffrey is making some noise. I see him being having a big role with this offense. I see it being something that could grow over time, and where if they have a good matchup where a third wide receiver, a 3 wide out set makes a lot of sense, I think Luke McCaffrey is going to be big simply because he's going to help Jahan Dotson get to operate outside more. He's not going to get locked up inside all the time, even though Jahan is dangerous in the slot. I think he has the ability to play at the Z position, being outside, pushing downfield, and getting active in multiple ways. So excited to see how that receiving competition, how that receiving, how that plays out, how it jockeys out across training camp and in this offseason, but then also paying attention to Ben Sennett. What is he going to do? How is his role going to really operate in this offense? Because if he's able to line up in the backfield, now is he a fullback? Is he his H-back? But then he can also run routes from there. So it's going to be a lot of flexibility for this offense, and Luke McCaffrey is making a case to be a part of it. Now, I know it's only May. It's only May, but I want to talk a little bit about preseason football because we got some news that came out from down in sunny South Florida. Mike McDaniel has announced that there will be three. They're going to have, the Dolphins are going to have three joint practices. They're going to have joint practices, I should say, with each team in the preseason. Well, generally, you only see one. You only see one. And this preseason, one of those joint practices is the Washington Commanders. So ahead of their August 17 preseason matchup, the Commanders and the Dolphins will have a joint practice together. That's going to be exciting. I was never really a fan of joint practices personally. I just felt like you got a whole bunch of extra, by the time those joint practices rolled around, it's after a couple of weeks of training camp and you're ready to hit somebody else. Now, I do see the benefit of going against somebody else because you get some fresh eyes, you get some fresh looks, and maybe things don't work like you thought they were. So you're going to get a few more live reps, if you will. But it's interesting to see. Now, this is something where it'd be like, man, find your way down there in Miami for the game. Go check out a little practice. So maybe I hit up Mike, right? Slide down there and go and visit this. That'd be nice to go and see. But the Commanders are going to get some preseason action against the Miami Dolphins, having that joint practice ahead of time. Let me know on Twitter at Believe Commanders if you feel like this is a good thing. Are you going to go down there to Miami? Are you going to check it out? Let me know. I'd be interested to see. But the joint practices, you usually see them. You know, you see one team do it, kind of get themselves a little live rep. But I feel like speaking for Miami, I think Miami could benefit from having a few extra reps like that, having a few extra reps, just the way that their season kind of fizzles out at the end. They have a lot of noise going through it and they run out of steam at the end. So these few extra reps going against live, new bodies, new opponents each time is going to be special for this offense. And I think it can help this Washington team as well, because you have a lot of young guys who are going to get out there and they're going to get some NFL reps. They're going to get more live NFL reps rather than going against some of those same people and seeing the same opponent in practice day in and day out. So now you get to go beat up on somebody else in practice and during the game and really see how you're going to showcase yourself in this league. Now, this offseason has been almost perfect for Adam Peters and crew, from going way back to July when the ownership changed. And then now you have the draft has passed and now you're seeing the coaching staff has been compiled and players are on the field. Adam Peters and crew, they are not done. They're getting active in the front office and they're making some big hires across the league, getting some young up-and-coming talent. More specifically, Washington has named Brandon Sosna, the senior VP of football operations. He's coming over from the good old Detroit Lions by way of USC. They mentioned that he helped. This is an article here that is on commanders.com. He said that, this is what Peter said. We're excited to welcome Brandon Sosna to the Washington Commanders. Brandon was a key addition to Brad Holmes' staff in 2022 and played a vital role in assisting the Lions in their roster construction the past two seasons. His expertise on the salary cap and in contract negotiations, along with his well-rounded skill set developed through his unique career across the NFL and collegiate athletics, make him a great fit for the front office we're building here in Washington. So when you have this guy who was a part of an organization with the Lions, you saw how the Lions were, fighting deep into the playoffs, really had a big turnaround in a couple of years. Now you're getting somebody of that brain trust inside your own building. Adam Peters was a big hire. You got him in the building. But then they're not done. Oh, no, they're not done. The Commanders have also – where are you? Where did it go? The Commanders have also brought in they're bringing in David Blackburn from the Ravens. So we're going to take a quick peek at this one. They bring in David Blackburn as the director of player personnel. He was a He spent 17 years of experience in the Ravens front office as a scout and was most recently the director of college scouting. So when you look at this, they are building through the draft. They're building sound front office personnel and executives that are going to make decisions to help continue to build this team rolling into the future. You know, obviously the only thing that you're missing right now is on-field results, but the way that these guys are rocking, I mean, you really can't complain with what they're doing. You got somebody that's coming from the Ravens who seem to can never go wrong when it comes to drafting players. You got somebody that's coming from the recent success in Detroit. Plus, he's helped upgrade some things out there at USC with Lincoln Riley. And he probably maybe he knows a little bit about Cliff Kingsbury. But you're getting more people in this building that is intelligent, knowledgeable, young, fresh ideas that are going to help grow this team. And I'm excited to see what they do just with so much capital that they have, with players that need to get signed up here in the coming future. It's exciting days to be a Commanders fan. And with all these new faces, everybody's talking about having a fresh start. One guy that I have my eyes on and I really want to see him succeed this year is Emmanuel Forbes. I feel like this guy could have a breakout season. Everything is aligning for him to be able to show up, focus on playing ball and getting better. And putting it out there on the field, when you look at the coaching staff, I've said this before, but when you look at the coaching staff that's been assembled around him, you have number one, Dan Quinn, the architect or one of the architects of that Legion of Boom defense. You look at the Legion of Boom secondary, they had one first rounder. That was Earl Thomas. You had a sixth rounder in Richard Sherman, former receiver. You had Byron Maxwell on the other side. And then you had Cam Chancellor as well. Brandon Browner was another cornerback that came through that secondary as well. Then when you look in Dallas, what they had in Dallas, Trevon Diggs and Deron Bland, both were former receivers that made their way over to DB. Now, you're looking at Emmanuel Forbes. He's played DB the whole time, but the way that they've coached these guys up, he's very smart and he's heady. I think his first year in the league, he really was put in some bad situations. There's no reason that you just had to throw him into the fire like that. I think that you can at least play to his strengths. For example, you look at the game against the Eagles. There's no reason that you should have had Emmanuel Forbes on A.J. Brown. I would have liked to seen Emmanuel Forbes on Devontae Smith, size on size, right? Not big size of A.J. Brown on a thin-framed young DB like Emmanuel Forbes. What I do like about Emmanuel is that he does have fast feet. He does have an eye for the football, a knack for the football. We got one interception last year. I do think he gets more this upcoming season, but he got to get this guy on the field. I think he's going to be able to play really, really well for this team, especially when you have Sam Ristill that's going to be on the inside. You can leave Forbes on the outside. You can leave St. Juiced on the outside. But Emmanuel Forbes, we got to have you have a breakout year this year. Go in there, focus on, you know, learning the playbook, making plays, locking up. You got top talent that you're going to get to cover day in and day out. So take advantage of this opportunity because the breakout season is in play. Coming up for Emmanuel Forbes, I'm saying it right now. I think he can do it. I think it's going to happen. Let me know. I believe Commanders on Twitter. Let me know who do you think will be your breakout player of this year. Not anybody that's being drafted right now. I'm talking about currently on the roster. Earlier here that's made the trip to this new regime. Who do you think is going to have that breakout season? Because I think Emmanuel Forbes is going to be that guy. Now let's look to the future. What's going on here in the offseason? OTAs and mini camps right now. They're about midway through what they've had on the board. Today is May 21 as I record. The team is on the field May 21 and 22. And then on the 24th, that's on this upcoming Friday, then they're going to also have OTA workouts on June 4th and 5th, and then come back on the 7th. Mandatory minicamp happens in June 11th through the 13th. So the Commanders are out there getting active. They're lined up across from each other. You're starting to see some real football, and there's going to be an assemblage, if you will, of just good football plays and a little bit of what the team could look like. So what are you most excited for? Are you going to be able to check out any of this news? Let me know at Believe Commanders on Twitter, on social media. Make sure you give us a follow, good folks. Follow us on all our social media platforms and make sure you tune in tune into this thing on all your favorite streaming platforms. You can catch us on SiriusXM Stadium and any other place you catch your favorite podcasts. And don't forget, this show is brought to you by the good folks over there at Bet Online. Use our code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV. Get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Until this next time, y'all make sure y'all have an absolutely stellar mindset. Stay focused, show up with intentionality and consistency. You'll make it to the top. And for Brian Murphy, I'm Anthony Armstrong. Y'all be good. Grace Hale.